He's got off his bike to talk to us. It's going to be short today, Kennedy, but that's possibly a good thing. What are you up to at the moment?
I'm standing in a little town called Ongarui, which is north of Tomaranui, and there's a river here. It's one of the tributaries of the Whanganui River. I'm with Rod Oram. We're cycling across the North Island. We started 3 days ago at Cape Egmont, and we're heading to East Cape. So it's Cape to Cape. The ride is called the Kopiko, and that is a word that means to travel in opposite directions, meander, ramble, wander. We're sort of doing all of those, except we are going in one direction, that is west to east. The Kopiko is a spin-off of the Tour Aotearoa that Rod rode last year, and I joined him for just a few days of it. So having sort of created an event that takes people lengthwise down the country, the Kennett brothers decided, well, we'll have one going crossways.
Look at the two of you in this photo in your orange garb. Look at you. It's like the Tour de France.
Indeed. Dawn at the Cape Egmont Lighthouse. The official start was someone giving a blast on their car horn, and we were away. It's not a race, it's a ride. And one of the things that, one of the enjoyable things, Rod and I both like, just seeing what the road produces in terms of people and places, and all sorts of oddities. One that we enjoyed very much was meeting a woman by the name of Roma, who operates a little roadside stall on the Forgotten World Highway. That's the one that goes through the Republic of Whangamomina. And the she sells products that she makes herself, a donkey milk soap flavoured with, enhanced with manuka honey, kamahi honey, beech honey. And she's selling these, she's selling these soaps. She presses them into moulds with beautiful shapes, fairies and elephants and other wildlife, and then sells them from her roadside stall. So we had a nice chat with her. I bought one of her products. I felt, donkey milk, well, if it's good enough for Cleopatra, and another thing that you find on the when you're on these back roads, because the route does involve mostly back roads, some off-road cycle trails, but also some secondary roads, gravel roads, and little places that once were glorious, then faded, and now are returning, I think, to a few entrepreneurs get there, and suddenly the place revives. Last night we were at a little town called Ohura, and by the size of the vacant stores, it was once a very bustling place, very large memorial hall, ornately decorated, large roll of honour. Well, Ohura is no longer that bustling centre that it was, but 6 years ago, the woman we were who was feeding us and in whose property we camped, Michelle, she came and she started a little aromatherapy business, selling aromatherapy products. And cyclists discovered this route and said, well, this is fantastic what you're doing here, but what we'd really love is some tea and coffee. And so she's opened up a little Mexican cantina, and she fed us beautifully last night on Mexican food and fresh fruit salad and baked goods. So little Ohura is perhaps going to be more on the map and come alive with a few other people coming there too. Another little place that I don't think I've ever passed before, maybe I've passed it but not noticed, that's one of the things about cycling, is you're much more likely to stop, a little settlement called Marco. Now that's not the Maori spelling of the shark, M-A-K-O. This is the Italian spelling of Mark, so M-A-R-C-O, prompting Rod Oram to remark, we were at the Marco school, and he wondered if the school had a polo team. But what the school did have was a little roadside stall with honeys, pickles, jams, all beautifully labelled and all produced by the children at the Marco school. So these are the sort of off the beaten track places, we're finding our first night was at a charming little domain in a place called Pukiho. And there's a hall there, and wonderfully, for it was a very hot day, a swimming pool, and a couple of locals look after it and brought us water and fresh water and a gas cooker and other things that traveling cyclists might need. I was intrigued. I was inspired by the garden decoration of one of the houses at Pukiho. They'd gone for a very pink and white theme. A lot of stripy candy cane effects around their garden. But I was much taken by a gaggle of large inflatable flamingos tied up in a pond next to a little dock. I wondered, in fact, well, probably a gaggle isn't quite the right word. What would the collective noun for flamingos? I'm going for a flamboyance of flamingos, but there they were in their pink glory. So that was Pukiho. Ohura. Now we're at Ongarui. We're about to embark on the Timber Trail, which goes through the Puriora Forest.
Oh, beautiful.
One of my favourite places.
Beautiful. Yes. Lovely images you've sent us too, Kennedy. Thank you. We've got a gallery up so people can see where you are and where you've been. Please just, both of you, stay safe and enjoy yourselves and have an absolutely brilliant time. And we'll hear the rest of the tales when you're back in a couple of weeks' time. Kennedy Warne, who is in the event called the Kōpiko, also with RNZ's business commentator, Rod Oram. They're on their bikes.